You're listening to SBS News.
Politics is fundamentally about the clash of competing ideas. But when those competing ideas come from within the same party, the path can be particularly rocky. So it is with the federal government's National Energy Guarantee. Most government members support it, but the voices of those with continuing reservations are being heard most clearly. New South Wales Senator Jim Molan has told Sky News, while he voted to support the guarantee in the party room, his vote was pragmatic more than committed.
My view was this was going to get through. This was going to get through the party room. And, you know, I've spent all my life making rubbish policy work. And I'd rather not do a lot of things, Peter, and I'm sure I'm not unique in that area, but we've got to focus on getting re-elected.
The government's political enemies are hoping the decision to support the guarantee leads to a minister resigning in disagreement. But it is not happening yet. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton, one of the leading ministers from the wing of the party most strongly opposed, has told Macquarie Radio any of his criticisms of the policy will not be made in public.
I'm not bagging my colleagues or my Prime Minister publicly. I have the utmost respect for my colleagues, and if I have something to say to them, I say it to them in private, and that's my responsibility as a Cabinet Minister. Now, if my position changes, that is, it gets to a point where I can't accept what the government's proposing or I don't agree, then the Westminster system is very clear. You resign your commission, you don't serve in that cabinet, and you make that very clear.
The Australian newspaper has reported National Party Junior Minister Keith Pitt is considering quitting the ministry over the matter, which led the opposition to go on the attack in question time in Parliament. This was opposition leader Bill Shorten's opening question.
Can the Prime Minister assure the House that no other members of his executive are considering resigning to protest against the Prime Minister and his energy policy?
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull attempted to turn the issue around by focusing on the promised drop in power prices if the guarantee is passed. Power bills are broadly seen as a major issue heading towards the next election, and Mr Turnbull insists the National Energy Guarantee has broad support.
Every single leading industry group, consumer groups, even unions, experts, all of them are supporting the National Energy Guarantee because they know it will reduce energy prices.
Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg, facing questions from opposition counterpart Mark Butler, has criticised the past record of Labor governments when it comes to energy.
When Labor was last in office, electricity prices doubled.
Doubled.
They went up each and every year. And the member for Port Adelaide comes from a state where a Labor government completely wrecked the energy system. And South Australia was left with the highest prices in the country, Mr Speaker. And then the member for Port Adelaide's own electorate, companies, had lost their power and lost jobs and lost millions of dollars as a result. And what did the member for Port Adelaide call it? He called it a hiccup, Mr Speaker.
But at least in the short term, the story of the National Energy Guarantee is one of the government versus the government, as much as it is the government versus the opposition. Labor MP Nick Champion has jumped on that aspect, asking the Prime Minister about reports of an exchange between him and the man he deposed as Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, during the party room meeting.
Is the Prime Minister aware of media reports that during a briefing on his energy policy, the Prime Minister said to the member for Warringah, "Please do me the courtesy of allowing me to finish my sentence." The member for Warringah replied, "I would have if you allowed me the courtesy of finishing my term."
The Speaker ruled the question out of order. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.